Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Austin Anderson going to stop in tomorrow. Aaron Weber.
Hi, we're the Mixed Knots, and we're going to do an improv for you. So what we want from you is
What's that topic?
Supposed to be this.
Oh, okay, well, you Jesus. Todd pushing buttons.
I love Todd pushing buttons.
I want to make every woman I see. Yeah. I want to make.
What year, Todd?
Do you know what's the matter with
90s.
Me? I'm a heterosexual
Mid-90s.
Man.
Yeah.
Just a heterosexual man.
Sounds like he's trying too hard. That song doesn't... That didn't age well.
Really?
I'm a heterosexual man. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I guess not.
But he doth protest too much.
It's a catchy tune.
Oh, it was a good song at the time. My pronouns are dude and guy. I saw that on somebody's shirt the other day.
No, cool.
I'm an unapologetic male, and call me a male. I saw somebody's t-shirt on Facebook. I said, what?
I won't give up this guy's name. I grew up in a small town with a large swinging community. They would use color-coded garden gnomes set on the right side of the front door to signal each other. Really changes your view. Friends, parents, you know, they were all banging each other. All the time.
Did he mention the community?
No, he did not.
Probably
wasn't Villisca.
We're probably there this weekend.
You've probably been there.
I'll ask those small towns that if they're into swinging or not. Yeah,
I've been there. He does ask.
Some people do. Yeah,
some people are like, they start laughing. Some people start blushing.
Yeah,
some people unzip. Like, there's a lot of answers that you could get.
Yeah.
I don't know
now,
that I'd ever
we'll
want to be
about
in
Maggie
a...
Maggie Mays in Council Bluffs on Friday.
I don't want to hook up with people that have garden gnomes.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's tough if that's your deal breaker. You live in that small town. Like,
just too quirky.
Do you choose a different sort of signaling device?
Yeah,
upside-down pineapple, we know that's a universal signal of swinging. But what does the garden gnome color have to be?
There's probably a whole bunch of different colors.
So if it's brown, is it ass play?
Brown for butt. Well, wasn't there?
I don't think you have a black
one of those communities somewhere where they used bracelets or bandanas or something on their golf carts to signify what they were.
Oh, that's the one in Florida.
It was loofahs. Colored loofahs, like for your shower.
Yeah, well, that was the community that's alleged to have a lot of swinging somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, somewhere in Florida.
I thought all of Florida was a swinging community.
Yeah, I think it is.
It is. Yeah. Yeah,
but I bet you there's more of that stuff happening in small towns, and you just scratch the surface of any of these little tiny towns.
Yep.
There's some weird stuff going on,
aka Avoca, Iowa.
If this guy was able to, color coded, I don't know what means what. I'm curious about that.
Well, yellow means pee. We know that.
Well, I think when it would...
Does the presence of a garden gnome in general just mean, hey, we're open for business?
That's got to be it.
And if that's the case, there's got to be some people that just got garden gnomes
all
and didn't know.
Yes.
Right.
Everybody starts knocking on their door.
Hey, hey, can I come in for a cup of sugar?
Okay, you know? Well, the one,
nobody's knocking.
The one in Florida with the loofahs hanging off their golf carts. White is novices and beginners. Purple is voyeur and people who like to watch. Pink.
Todd.
And it's even purple. He owns a lot of purple.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
The Vikings skull. Mug right here.
This is all coming into focus
Got
now.
Got nothing to do with the Vikings.
Pink is soft swap, people who like to do it with like in the same room as another couple.
Okay.
Blue, lowest level of full swap, those who can play well with others. Yellow, mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous. Black, full swap, those who say, what the hell, and let it all go down. Teal, bisexual.
What about, what color is, wife doesn't want to, but the dude says, I'm into it.
It's the same color as divorce papers.
Yeah. That could be
it's
it.
A vanilla
that's the
yellow.
True, the house divided.
House divided.
It's got two different loofahs.
Yeah, it's like half bride and groom and half garden gnome.
Oh,
people around the garden gnomes around Wichita and Omaha and Lincoln today. People are going to drive by and go, hey,
Oh, apparently the garden gnome thing is it's not just that little town.
It's universal.
Yeah,
but garden gnomes are a lot of places people aren't swingers. Cameron's right. People just have them in their yard, man.
Well, apparently I'm looking here at a list of 7 secret signs that you may unintentionally be sending that suggest you're a swinger.
Okay.
And a garden gnome is one of them.
One of them? Okay.
Pampas grass. It's a certain kind of weed grass that I guess swingers will grow in front of their houses. Okay. The upside down pineapple. You said that.
Yeah.
Garden gnomes is on the list. Flamingos on the lawn.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
White landscaping rocks.
Okay.
Ah, man.
There's some people accidentally.
Right.
Either that or there's this whole city. Is,
you could unintentionally have most of that stuff in your front yard.
Well, that's why they're saying people need to know. So in case you have some of these things, but you aren't a swinger.
Right. Nick's just trying to keep his pineapples upright.
I was picturing a guy drinking coffee right now on his porch and listening to the show, just looking around and seeing all that stuff. Holy hell.
He's learning a lot about his family.
Right. Unsuspecting swingers.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Adirondack chairs.
Oh, man, what's that Adirondack, man?
What does that mean?
It's like the laid-back.
Those laid-back chairs.
Cam, look over here. Yeah. These kind of, you've seen those kind of chairs. Those are everybody.
Push
a sitting in one.
You're literally just describing Florida. You realize most of this stuff is Florida.
We have 4 Adirondack chairs around the fire pit in the backyard.
That's that's interesting because I have an observation for you that, okay, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
All right. What's the
last one is black, I think we've heard this too, black rings on the right hand.
Okay. Because I was going to say the black, when I went to get my wedding ring, the jeweler told us, like, oh, yeah, the black is, swingers get that.
Black ring. I have a black ring on my...
On the right hand.
On the right hand. Oh, right.
But apparently it has to be on the right hand. But my jeweler said it's just the black wedding ring in general. And I was like, dang, I know a lot of dudes that opt for the black wedding ring. They're like, oh, the black one looks cool. But I don't know if they know that they're putting that out here. And I just happened to notice we got a couple black wedding rings.
Well, this is a silicone ring.
Well, I rarely wear my
wedding ring anymore because it breaks.
Yeah.
According to Oakland, Nebraska, people at Nick's show, it's the color of the rocks in your yard.
Oh, that's the white. The white rocks.
White rocks is a symbol for swingers. And that there was a guy in the crowd that yelled, some people were mad because he busted the swingers in Oakland out.
Yeah, we had a conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, some of them weren't thrilled about it.
You brought it up and they got busted?
If you're mad about it, you're a swinger then.
Yeah, well, I think that was a situation where, like, the wife might have been – somebody in the couple was more vocal than the other one wanted him
got
to be.
Got it. Oh, I got it.
Which one?
Okay.
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Was anybody mad at you?
Well, usually about something.
So you could – but in that instance, they could just be like, hey, you know, Doug's got wet rocks and – Doug and his wife go, no, not us. And then they'd look at somebody else and they go, yeah, but like totally us. You know what I mean? You can easily lie. That's a mistake. Like, totally like, oh, I didn't know.
I'm just going, Todd has a lot totally of purple. He said the Adirondack chairs and the black ring. But no.
I got a black ring.
Starting to question a few things here, man.
All right. Well.
Got any garden gnomes out front?
I could change the silicone to, because I got four of them for like $8.
Yeah.
I could go with the gray one.
You could, unless
what's the gray one mean?
Unless you guys want to make some friends,
I'm sure that means something too.
You're an old dude. Gray ones too. Yeah.
They're just waiting for your refractory period after the vodka empties out of your body.
Or is this just swingers pointing to everything? Just swing.
Well, I guess
if you're married,
wanting everyone to be swingers.
These are things that they used as secret symbols.
We got a lot of swingers.
If you have grass in your front yard,
I want to know.
You
want to know
a swinger.
I want to know from a swinger couple or a swinger community. How do they identify and invite new people to the club?
How are they like the exact same thing?
You live in Oakland. You guys are hot or whatever. You put some white rocks out in your yard, we'll know that you're down. You know, it's like a red pill, blue pill situation.
Yeah. How do you approach them? A signal to get recruited?
Yeah. How do you approach a new couple to the community? Not just like to hit on for one time.
Well, you would probably want to be careful about outing yourself as swingers if you approach people who aren't into it.
Yeah, you probably don't recruit. You probably got to wait for people to ask you.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what kind of
what
kind of subtle signal you would put out there.
True,
I bet it's different in a small town. So I think word probably gets around.
Yeah, you know who to talk to.
Yeah, I bet something like that's got to be harder to do in a city.
But there are couples, by the way. We're talking like all couples
more online
do this
in that situation.
Yeah. There's a lot of young couples that aren't cheating on each other at all, and they don't want to be into this. So if they get hit on that, is somebody pissed? Like, get out of here, dude.
Well, Cameron and Nick would be the guys to investigate this because they play more small towns than we visit.
We've talked about this before. I feel like at least a couple times a year, you'll have somebody come up after a show, and you're like, you get the vibe. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yes.
They want you to hook up with their partner or whatever, and like you really get the that's a couple situation.
I remember we had that conversation. You're like, you know how that happens. I'm like, no.
Well, hold it. Cameron's exotic in these towns too.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's 25 different people they're banging right there.
Nick, look like half the people in that town anyway.
But, and by the time I'm done with my set, nobody's like, well, let's talk to that guy more.
Two different kinds of comedy, by the way. Yeah. Cameron's smiling, having a good time. You're right. Hey, he'd be fun in the sack. Nick's up there going,
You can always tell the dudes that like have constructed their act to get laid.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yours isn't like that. Like, mine's
that's single guys.
Yours isn't like that. But you can. You see those dudes, those acts, then they're like, it's like they're just throwing fishing line out, you know?
I mean, but when you finish with the bang and a sandwich over and over again thing, they might just think that you're spent. Like he's done for the night. There's no point in this.
You don't want us. We're not a sandwich. All right. We always take your calls on the swingers and stuff like that. And Kelly checked in, too, and she always shows us some cans when she does that. This sounds awful, but I just want to get off and move along. Hanging out with anybody is stupid. Great D doesn't mean that you're somebody you want to hang with. Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
She just wants to go home.
Now read the email.
Yeah. Oh, now here's your email. Right. Cameron logs in with us. Where are you at, Cameron, this weekend? You're in Hastings.
No, Grand Island.
Grand Island. There's got to be a swing community out there.
I'm sure there is.
There's got to be.
Yeah, but that's a bigger town.
And Nick's in Council Bluffs.
Yes, Maggie Mays in Council Bluffs, Friday night.
And we know that town can be crazy. So
the third largest city in Nebraska, I believe.
And also our buddy Austin Anderson, who now lives in a very small town.
Yeah.
He's a nut job. He'll be here tomorrow.
And we love him.
And Aaron Weber. Comedian Aaron Weber is at Funny Bone this week. I'm going to stop in on Friday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.